Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.
And turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television. Put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television. Put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
When the fire first started, they were trying to get out, and the cops blocked the road. So there's like a line of all these cars that were bumper to bumper that just got fucking torched. And it was so hot that, I mean, there wasn't shit left, especially like if it was a aluminum frame. But so all this shit's just getting torched to the ground, and Lahaina is like it's like the Native Hawaiian, it's like they're kind of like their holy land. So there was like a lot of stick buildings and stuff like that, and it's just fucking gone. But anyway, so they're not letting people in or out of this area. And there's a lot of speculation going on in the conspiracy community that, so the governor, or was it the governor? One of these politicians came out like 8 hours after all this happened and said he's already got funding to like reimburse these people and buy the land. So people think that they want to like build like a smart 15-minute city, one of these digital cities. It's supposed to be like, it's going to be like a model for the rest of them. But it's kind of weird, man. And so a lot of these Native Hawaiians, they won't leave. Right, they want everybody out of there, so they can bulldoze the motherfucker and you know, buy everybody out and then get this shit going. But a lot of them won't leave because a lot of the Native Hawaiians already don't like the government, you know, for obvious reasons, because you know the U.S. government moved in and basically took over their land and now they're governing shit. But they got this little, you know, this little area. They won't leave it. And then, it's gonna be interesting to see how it develops, because like if they go in there and start, you know, shooting people, or you know, it wouldn't be the first time something like that happened. But if they start doing that, man, that could be the start of some serious shit. So we'll see what happens. But like FEMA, the Red Cross, both big pieces of shit if you ask me. You know, like, they're not helping anybody unless they do what they want them to do. You know, so nobody in the area that actually got ravaged and burnt and shit, they're not getting any help because they won't leave the way they want them to do. So they're not getting any help. You know, fuck these, fuck all these, non-profit charity organizations type. It's all bullshit. So I was looking up some numbers. Like, you got all different kinds of nonprofit. You know, like, for instance, there's one near me. I'm not bad-mouthing any nonprofit organization in particular. I mean, there are some that I'm going to talk shit about. I already have. Like, there's one, I'm involved in boxing and stuff, right? But it was mostly back home. So there's a guy up here that has a nonprofit, right? So that the average salary for a nonprofit CEO or president or whatever, it's $186,000. See, so nonprofit, that just means anything beyond what the salary, you know, everybody's salary. So you can be the CEO, hire people underneath you to do the work you want done. You're paying them whatever salary you want. And anything beyond that is considered nonprofit or profit. I mean, so all you got to do is keep raising your salary. If you make money and it remains nonprofit, right? So, all right, here we go. The Red Cross, the CEO of the Red Cross, $740,000 a year, which is low compared to some of these other ones. But you know how they do the shit, backdoor deals, give themselves bonuses. United Way. The United Way of Ohio, which is where I'm at, the CEO of that, $1.6 million a year. United Way Worldwide, CEO makes $2 million a year. And then I was looking at the Salvation Army. CEO of the Salvation Army, $200,000 a year. But get this. This really fucking doesn't make any sense. It says $200,000 a year plus bonus, stock, commission, and profit sharing. The fuck you mean profit sharing? It's a non-profit. Maybe the Salvation Army isn't considered a non-profit. You would think. But anyway, talking about Hawaii. All right, so the chief of police in Hawaii, the new chief of police, I think he was hired in 2021. His name's John Pelletier. This dude was a captain in the Vegas Police Department when all that shit went down with the Vegas shooting. You know, at the Jason Aldean concert. So he's worked in Vegas, he's worked in Hawaii, he's worked in New York. You know, some of these people, man, it's really curious that they're involved in all this shit. But we'll see how everything unfolds in Hawaii. Okay, so I was looking at the Mormons, Church of Latter-day Saints. And I thought it was weird because they've been collecting genealogical records since the late 1800s. And they store it all in a bunker known as the Vault. But, I guess it's not as nefarious as it sounds because I guess it's all public. Like, the original... So the original microfilm is freely available at the Family History Library in Salt Lake City. But I think I might have talked about the Mormons a little bit before. Like Brigham Young University, it's like a big recruiting area for like the feds, like the CIA and the FBI. And I thought it had something to do with, like, they don't have any fluoride in their water down there for whatever reason. And there's a couple other reasons I was thinking. So I started like digging into it a little bit. But it's Brigham Young has 30,000 students, and only 1% of them are not, you know, Church of Latter-day Saints, which is crazy. And so only the highest non-percentage, you know, the highest group that is not Latter-day Saints is Muslim. And there's only 44 of them out of 30,000. It's kind of nuts. These numbers, I mean, that's as of August 2023. That, I mean, it goes up and down a little bit, but it stays pretty consistent right there in that 1%, you know. And I spoke to a former Brigham Young alum, and he said the agents were always there recruiting, but the feds' excuse is that so none of these people drink or use drugs. Their excuse is that they always have a clean background, they can always pass a piss test, and a lot of them speak foreign languages because, like, they'll, you know, they go on missionaries and stuff to foreign countries, and they learn different languages and stuff like that, which I guess it makes a little sense, you know. But who, I mean, that's what they're saying. But, like I said, they don't have any fluoride in their water, which is, I wish it was like that everywhere. The Mormons are also preppers, which I do that myself. I think a lot of us do, people, probably you guys that are listening to this. But they're counseled to store 2 years of food and supplies. And I kind of got them mixed up with the Amish, right? Because the Amish kind of got it figured out too. They don't have nothing to do with the government. I think some of them don't even have to pay taxes, right? But it's two totally different groups. I mean, they're similar in a lot of ways. But the Amish are Protestants, and the Mormons are what they call restorationists, which means they want to restore an earlier form of Christianity. Like, they think something got lost along the way, which I can definitely agree with that. We've talked about that a lot of times on this show. But, like, the Amish are more, like, introverts. They just keep to themselves and do their own thing. And the Mormons kind of, like, are similar to Jehovah's Witnesses. They like to go, like I said, they like to go to different countries, and then they go, like, door to door and do all that stuff. But, and the Amish reject technology, which the Mormons don't. They kind of embrace it. And but the Amish have they got a book called the Ordnung, and they got to follow a certain set of rules, which the Mormons don't do that. Like, they're not allowed to drive, not allowed to have cars, trucks, no public utilities, although some of them do. I've seen them driving trucks. We had a little community back home called Sugar Creek. It's like a big Amish community. Like, some of them do, I don't know. But anyway, these are the rules that they're supposed to go by. No public utility, no TV or radio, no computers, no school, or what I like to call indoctrination, which I agree with 100%. Not allowed to go to the military. They're not allowed to initiate a divorce. Which, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, okay. But they're in great health, right? I mean, they grow their own food. They don't get vaccines. They're outside all the time. So there was a study out of Indiana It found the Amish kids to be the least allergic subgroup ever studied. Which you could look at the vaccines for that, you know. That's probably got a lot to do with the vaccines. But they're not opposed to go to the hospital, but they'll like wait it out. Which is what I do. I try not to go to the hospital or doctor at all. But like if a doctor does see that he's got an Amish patient, he pretty much knows right off the bat that it's an urgent visit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just find it all interesting. Like I told you that when the Jehovah's Witness came to my door the other day, I just kind of went down a rabbit hole. You know, now I'm looking at these Amish, Jehovah's, Mormons. Just interesting to me, man. They've all got some good ideas, but they're all different, you know. So this other thing I was looking at. King Basin out of Ethiopia. So he was one of the three wise men in the story that we all know, right? According to Ethiopian tradition, when Christ was born, King Basin was reigning in Aksum, which is in Ethiopia. And he was one of the three wise men, as I said. So Aksum was a major empire in Ethiopia during the first century CE. And I had to look that up because I always say AD, which means the year of our Lord. But CE, what did that mean? Now I can't remember. Current era. So it was a wealthy, thriving civilization controlling trade routes between Roman Empire, Middle East, and India. So what they call the Feast of Epiphany, it's on January 6th, which means they must be like white supremacist Nazi terrorists. No, I'm just kidding. The Feast of Epiphany on January 6th is observed as the arrival of the three wise men to worship Christ. Okay, so one of them was Casper. I don't know. He was just an old dude from, they're saying India, because he brought gold to the Christ. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. It was brought to my attention. Somebody was saying that I talk shit about Jesus and the Bible. I don't think I do that at all. You know? I'm just trying to find... It's kind of like... Which group was it that said that something was lost in Christianity? Well, that's what I believe. You know, I've talked about that on probably almost every episode or like every other one. I ain't dogging nobody. I'm not talking shit about Jesus. I'm not talking shit about the Bible. I want to know, like, when I said the Christ, that reminds me. So I remember they used to call him the Christ. But why are they saying Jesus? Like, supposedly his name was Yeshua. All right. I'm not anti-Bible. I'm not anti-Jesus. I'm none of that. But now I'm talking about a bunch of other religions, so people are probably going to get pissed about that too. I'm not 100% right on anything. I'm just looking this shit up, and that's why we call them conspiracies. Alright? I don't need no more hate mail, but I don't care. I mean, you guys write in and say what you want to say, right? Which reminds me, I was supposed to have this is Sunday, by the way. I did record on Friday night, and I had a guest. All right, this dude was a rapper, and he calls himself God, and he's into conspiracies and all that. So he comes on, and I'm like, all right, so what do I call you? And he's like, God. And I'm like, no, I can't. I kind of have a problem with that. I'm like, what's your real name? And he's like, God. And I started laughing, and then I could see that he got offended. So winds up, he really believed he was God. I mean, he wasn't crazy. And who am I to say that, a spirit didn't manifest itself into this young dude and he wanted to come on here and get a message out or something? I don't know. Some of the stuff he said made a lot of sense, but I didn't really want to publish it for whatever reason. And I'll tell you why, because, so like, for example, this new movie that came out, The Sound of Freedom, about child trafficking and, you know, bringing awareness and stuff like that. So it becomes like a partisan issue. You know, everybody, some of the left-leaning people are saying that it's a QAnon movie, which from what I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, it has nothing to do with QAnon. Like, what the fuck are you people talking about, right? But it's just, that's just what I mean. Like, so this dude, to some people, he might come off as kind of a nut. And I don't know if I want to put that out there, you know, give people a reason to talk shit about conspiracy theorists and stuff, you know. But I don't know. He had a lot of good points and he made sense about a lot of stuff. But then there were other things that he could have been more knowledgeable about. But I don't know, man. Like, If you guys want me to publish it, I will. So if you want to hear it, send me an email and I'll put it out. But I don't want to give people any more reasons to talk shit about us, you know? I don't know. Let me know. All right, where was I at here? Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Casper. He brought gold, which is why they think he's from India, because back in that day, that's where they used to get all the gold. And so anyway, he was one of them. And the other one was Melchior. He was the son of an Arab king in Petra, south of the Dead Sea. All right, he supposedly brought frankincense. And Petra is supposed to be where they all met up, like, before they made the voyage or the journey or whatever. All right. And then, of course, the third one was King Basin. Or sometimes they call him King Balthazar. And his first name was, like, Bean Basin or something like that. So people think that, like, over the years, different languages and, you know, trying to pass stories down, they just think like Bees Basin somehow became Balthazar. But he brought myrrh, which is a dried sap of, you know, several types of small bushes that grow along the Red Sea, which back in that day, Ethiopia controlled both sides of the Red Sea. So that's why they're saying he was from Ethiopia. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. I guess it was kind of underwhelming. But yeah, talking about like the Sound of Freedom and stuff, like, how the fuck does pedophilia become like a partisan issue? Who the fuck's gonna stick up for that shit? It's terrible, man. The way this country, I mean, these politics are stupid. I guess I'm definitely not a left, I'll tell you that. But I mean, even the other side, they got their own problems too. If it was up to me, there wouldn't be a federal government. It's totally unnecessary, all that shit. But anyway, one of the other things I was talking about, or I wanted to talk about. So you guys know how if you see a picture of Jesus, right? The paintings and stuff. That was the son of a pope. He intentionally had him pose for that painting. All right, his name was, I don't know if it's Caesar. I'm going to call him Caesar. Caesar Borgia. He posed for Niccolo Machiavelli. And he put this in a handbook called The Prince. Right? Machiavelli. That reminds me of Tupac. Why was he possessed with Machiavelli? What's that mean? I don't know. Maybe I'll look that up in another episode. I haven't. Yeah, I have to remember to do that. All right, so this was all thanks to his father, who became Pope Alexander VI in 1471. Caesar was made bishop at the age of 15. He was a cardinal by the time he was 18. So he was a high-ranking church dude, right? But he fancied himself as a military man. But his father gave that job to his older brother, Giovanni. So he was the commander of the Papal States Armed Forces. Well, Giovanni was found floating in the river in 1497. All right, so Caesar left the church then, inheriting everything that his brother built. All right, now the word is that the two shared a mistress also, which was a wife of, her name was Sancha of Aragon. And she was the wife of one of their other brothers, Joffrey. And he was a notorious womanizer. So they're all kind of questionable. All right, so when Caesar took over as the papal warlord, anybody that disagreed with him, he'd have them executed. So one of his generals or anybody, civilians, whatever, he would just have them executed. And so it all started because, back in the day, obviously Jesus was Jewish, right? So he was depicted to look Jewish. Well, this Pope Alexander didn't like that. So he wanted him to look more more European like him, right? So he commissioned new paintings using Caesar. And he ordered all the other paintings in the likeness of Jewish Jesus to be destroyed. And on top of that, Caesar was friends with Leonardo da Vinci, who also made paintings similar to that. And it's rumored that Caesar and Leonardo da Vinci were butt buddies. I don't, who knows, man? These are, like I said, these are all conspiracies, right? That's what the show's about. That's why I put that disclaimer at the beginning. I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I don't believe in going to the doctor, but that's my own personal choice, and some of this stuff that I choose to talk about, I just find it interesting. So, just like the thing with the, talking about me bashing the Bible and stuff. In their defense, when I started this show back up, Well, I mean, I changed the name. But when I started this particular show, so when you go in there, when you're making a podcast, you got categories. You got to pick a category, right? So I'm like, and there ain't no categories that say, like, fuck the government or, you know, conspiracies or shit like that. So I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell? None of these really match. So I just put spirituality and religion. So, you know, somebody's clicking along looking for a podcast and they see spirituality and religion. They're probably like, oh, here's one. And then they get on here and they hear me cussing and talking shit about the Bible, saying Jesus' name isn't real. His paintings are not real. But, you know, I go in, I read about it, and I explain where I'm coming from. So, I mean, I get if somebody's like a Bible thumper and they get mad at me, that's fine. I don't know. That's about all I got. That's a trip, though, how these... Also about the Amish. Told you how healthy they are. Way more healthier than some of us that have to follow the government guidelines. I've heard a lot of them don't even pay taxes. I mean, why would they? They don't use public utilities. They don't need roads if they got like a horse and buggy. I think they got the right idea. But, yeah, I don't know how long I've been talking, but that's about all I got. So, as usual, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. No spaces, no periods. And then you can follow us on Instagram, Conspiracy Soldiers. Think that's about it. I'll catch you guys next weekend. Thanks for listening. That's about all I got. That's a trip, though, how these... Also about the Amish. Told you how healthy they are. Way more healthier than some of us that have to follow the government guidelines. I've heard a lot of them don't even pay taxes. I mean, why would they? They don't use public utilities. They don't need roads if they got like a horse and buggy. I think they got the right idea. But, yeah, I don't know how long I've been talking, but that's about all I got. So, as usual, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. No spaces, no periods. And then you can follow us on Instagram, Conspiracy Soldiers. Think that's about it. I'll catch you guys next weekend. Thanks for listening.